Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders review progress in bilateral agenda and reaffirm commitment to further deepen India-Russia special strategic partnership. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets Indian ambassador and discuss ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic ties. Seven people killed in rain-induced landslide in Guangzhou, China. And Pakistan suspends cell phone data services in Balochistan for 3 weeks. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a detailed conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin briefed him on the latest developments concerning Ukraine. While thanking President Putin for his detailed assessment, the Prime Minister reiterated India's consistent position for the peaceful resolution of the conflict. Both leaders also reviewed the progress in the bilateral agenda and reaffirmed their commitment to further deepen the India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Modi invited President Putin to India later this year for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, to discuss ways to further strengthen the growing India-Israel strategic partnership. In a post on social media, Prime Minister Netanyahu said the meeting focused on strengthening and expanding cooperation, particularly in the areas of security and economics, pillars of an important partnership grounded in shared values and mutual interests. As part of the engagement, Netanyahu also held an interactive session with senior Indian journalists, addressing a wide range of questions on bilateral relations and regional developments. Ambassador Singh conveyed the greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and assured to strengthen the positive trajectory of the bilateral relations between India and Israel. U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee Dems has warned that President Donald Trump's actions risk the carefully developed U.S.-India relationship. U.S. Representative Gregory Meeks said that any concerns should be addressed in a respectful way. In a post on X, House Foreign Affairs Committee Dems said that Mr. Trump's latest tariff tantrum risks years of careful work to build a stronger U.S.-India partnership, deep strategic, economic, and people-to-people ties. He added that the concerns should be addressed in a mutually respectful way, consistent with countries' democratic values. The Indian Defense Ministry today rejected the news reports claiming that India paused the talks related to defense purchases with the United States. In a statement, the ministry said these reports are false and fabricated. It further clarified that the various cases of procurement are being progressed as per the extant procedures. Rejecting calls to step down, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba reiterated today his intention to stay on as the Liberal Democratic Party held a meeting of a key decision-making panel over the defeat in recent polls. According to reports, following the joint plenary meeting of LDP lawmakers in both houses of parliament, executives of the ruling party stated that its election committee will consider holding presidential poll, which is not due until 2027, ahead of schedule. Despite facing calls for him to step down as Japan's PM, Ishiba emphasized the need to fulfill his responsibility to the country and mentioned about the challenges it continues to face despite a recent tariff deal with the United States. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In China, seven people have died following a rain-induced landslide at Dayuan village in Bayou district of Guangzhou. Local authorities reported that 14 residents were trapped and several homes were damaged. The incident comes amid warnings of multiple typhoons and flood risks across China in August, raising concerns about the growing impact of extreme weather. In France, the most devastating wildfire in 75 years has ravaged an area larger than Paris. According to official report, the blaze, which broke out near a village in Aude region of southern France, has claimed the life of a woman and injured 13 others, including 11 firefighters, with two reported in critical condition, despite deploying over 2,000 firefighters and 500 vehicles. Authorities warned today that the fire, though now under control, is expected to continue burning for several more days. In Turkey, the Dardanelles Strait has been temporarily shut to maritime traffic due to forest fires raging in northwestern part of the country. Turkey's transport ministry said that the major international waterway was shut as a precautionary measure as the blazes spread near the city of Kanakale, where a number of residents were evacuated. Turkish firefighters have been deployed to try to contain the fires. Specialist firefighting planes and helicopters are also in use. Nearly 46,000 vessels crossed the Dardanelles in 2024, according to official data. In Pakistan, authorities suspended cell phone data services for 3 weeks in the southwestern province of Balochistan to block communications among separatist insurgents. The government said separatist militants have stepped up attacks in recent months, particularly on Pakistan's military. Officials said there are 8.5 million cell phone subscribers in Balochistan, Pakistan's largest province by size, which borders Afghanistan and Iran. Meanwhile, the Human Rights Council, HRC of Pakistan, has condemned the Pakistani authorities for shutting down internet and mobile phone services in Balochistan, terming it as a blatant violation of fundamental human rights. In a statement, HRC said that the decision by the Balochistan government to suspend 3G and 4G mobile and internet services across the entire province is a cruel and disproportionate measure that targets millions of innocent citizens. This decision tramples on fundamental rights, such as the right to communication, freedom of expression, education, health, and employment. The rights body questioned whether silencing an entire province, disconnecting education, health, employment, and communication is a legitimate strategy. In Bangladesh, a journalist was brutally killed having his throat slit at Ghazipur city, suburb of Dhaka, last night. Prior to this, he had gone live on Facebook from the same area in the afternoon, exposing extortion from street vendors and local shops. The Newspaper Owners Association of Bangladesh has expressed deep concern over the recent incidents surrounding the daily Janakatha, as well as the broader state of press freedom and the safety of journalists across the country. In a statement issued yesterday, the organization referred to the latest report by Transparency International Bangladesh, which presents a troubling picture of the media landscape, citing shrinking freedom of expression and limited access to information, reports United News of Bangladesh. Taiwan's Ministry of Justice Investigation Bureau has launched an extensive investigation into 16 Chinese technology companies accused of operating illegally within the country without proper government approval. According to the local media reports, officials allege that the companies secretly established offices in Taiwan and illegally hired local talent without obtaining necessary authorizations. Between July 2015 and August 6, more than 300 investigators conducted coordinated raids across 70 locations in Taipei, New Taipei City, Taoyuan, and Hsinchu. In tennis, 18-year-old Canadian wildcard Victoria Moboko stunned four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka 2-6, 6-4, 6-1 to capture her first WTA 1000 women's singles title on home soil at the National Bank Open, also known as Canadian Open. The win lifts Moboko to a career-high number 25 in the WTA rankings. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders review progress in bilateral agenda and reaffirm commitment to further deepen India-Russia special strategic partnership. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets Indian ambassador and discuss ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic ties. 7 people killed in rain-induced landslide in Guangzhou, China. And Pakistan suspends cell phone data services in Balochistan for 3 weeks. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.